Pittsburgh's morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Easter Keg Friday. It's upon us. It is 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Brett Besley, Big Dick Toledo. Larry's here. Mark's here. The whole crew's been here. I got here about 20 after 4. Wow. Couldn't believe how many people were rolling around in this place. This is fantastic. The Easter Keg is underway, everybody.
Place is crawling.
Yeah. So I got our friends over there at Barrio Brewing, our buddies at Action Ride Shop, which in 15 short minutes are going to make a bunch of kegs worth a whole bunch more than they are potentially worth now. And then, of course, tonight at Mavericks, we're going to find out who's doing what to what. Now, I'm going to get to your phone calls. We're basically dispatched today. We're going to call us, tell us where you are. I got all of them in front of me. Just got handed. The paper's actually warm still. Just printed the list of all the stuff that's out there right now where people are. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet, so I'm not going to be real good at, like, when you tell me you're at 91st and Peoria, I have to find out who's what where. So, man, oh, man. Got some good ones out there. Great story, though, last night. I had this is the first time I pulled Shake and Bake Holmberg out. So I pulled up to a spot at Granada Park. I was going to drop it. I had a cool little spot that I had never seen at Granada. So I was, you know, one arm in this thing. I only got one arm. I can carry these kegs around for, so I'm hoofing it around. I got the keg out. And I saw this white truck go by. And this is my first keg, a little, like, probably about 20 after 3. First keg, I'm huffing it out there. I see this white truck drive by, and I'm like, huh. For some reason, it caught my eye. So I go back to the car with the keg, and I put it in. I don't want my first one to get swiped the second I drop it.
Yeah, someone picks it up.
So I leave Granada, and I go down what is essentially Maryland back to this police station. And I watch the white truck turn around and go park where I parked. Dude gets out, starts looking around. He sees my lights by the police station. And I see him look, and I'm pretty far away. I see him look, so I'm like, all right, he is. He's one of them.
It's on.
So I hop back in my car, and I drive by. He waits. I watch him in my rear view go back to where I was just at the police station. Then I gun it. I'm like, I got him. So I had to kill one of my spots. I got him. So I shake him. I go up to my next location. Who's right behind me? Drives by like I didn't see him the first two times. Goes by. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This dude's on me twice. So I'm like, all right, I shake him again. I'm free. Now I'm over on 32nd Street in Camelback. I still haven't dropped a keg off. Now I'm thinking I need new ideas. It starts raining. And I mean raining hard out of nowhere. Yeah. Guess who has no windshield wipers, Brett? So I have to pull over for a little bit.
Whoa, while Straining Brady rain. Was yeah, straining just as much a part of this.
Not just wait a minute.
So I pull over. Jason in the white car goes by again. I'm like, Jesus, the guy's from Crystal Lake. He knows. He's got a tracking device on me. The guy can find me anywhere.
He chipped your car.
He had to. There's no way I could have gone from all the way up from Granada Park to 32nd and Camelback while he was stopped. When I'm like, all right, gun it. Take Lincoln. I flew over to 32nd. Pouring rain out of nowhere. I'm like, so I'm running my bladeless windshield wipers. Just,
oh, jeez.
It's a noise in my car. I'm flying down the road. Nothing. Get my first keg out. Take the picture. Feel pretty good about it. I'm all by myself. Drive down the road I was on. Up he goes. Wow. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. He's tracked me. I don't know how he did this. And nothing I was doing was predictable to the same place as I was before. So he might have all three of mine by now, but it was crazy. But I blame Brett. Mr. I could change your windshield wipers and then nothing. So, yeah, one arm in kegs and doing all this stuff on my – it was crazy.
Handicapped.
It was an extra 40 minutes. I was 40 minutes behind schedule because this guy chased me around for 30 of them, and I didn't drop I only had three because I only got one arm. Normally I do six or eight. I had three, and it took me an hour and 20 minutes this year, where normally it takes me like an hour to do all six.
To be totally fair to one arm Brett, when your wiper thing ended, he was on the driver's side. Brady was on the driver's side.
They both gave it a hell of a go.
They did.
Look, I'm not going to trust a midget in the dunk contest, so Brady's right out. I'm not blaming him.
I'm a gimp.
Brett, you're also a mechanic.
That'd be like bringing Alec in from the Shriners trying to reach up there and change that thing.
Well, I should have covered you with a blanket because it would have been just as good.
It would have been adorable.
Adorable blanket because you could see just as much with your eyes open as closed. Either way, so I didn't know it was going to rain.
Did it horn up the blade, go like a horn?
There is no blade.
I thought I broke it, maybe.
Oh, no, the one that you were messing with? No. Yeah, you saw. There's no actual, like, rubber blade. It's just the metal of the It
well,
worked.
You'll be replacing a windshield next.
Yeah, now I got a well, I do that every couple. I got a Jeep. You do that every couple weeks. So it is. It's on, man. We have got people calling like crazy right now. If you want clues and everything else, Brady, you hid yours.
I did.
I assume yesterday about 3 in the afternoon.
A little
Brett
bit later,
doesn't
Brett,
believe
Brett, Brett
you.
3:30.
I don't know.
Did
if
you
I'm
did
that
you
one.
Hide them? None
yeah.
of us. None of us believe you.
Yeah, I hid them. It was just Kirby and I this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it was way before, like when you're supposed
right.
to.
No. No, it was right.
Was it before what? Midnight?
Yeah.
Then it was before you were supposed
to.
Yeah.
No
was it,
way.
Was it between
yes, it
2
is.
And 5 a.m.?
We've yelled at you every year for this. It's not okay. supposed to happen at 11.
There it is.
Hide
show
on
to the
Friday,
camera.
April 2nd, between 2 and 5 p.m. A.m., sorry. And not you probably saw the p.m.
See, I looked at it real quick, and I thought it said between 11 and...
No.
No.
So you say 11, that's
where
Easter
is 11
time.
On that
yeah,
sheet?
Because no, he doesn't want to get up in the middle of the night. Brady has made his own Easter keg out of this.
Just throw it out, Kirby. This is the dumbest contest in the world.
Go ahead.
Hate this thing. Sun's going down. This is ridiculous. Getting out at dusk.
I mean, just I tried, man. I just
yeah,
couldn't.
What time did
it.
You do it?
11:30.
So 10. Be honest.
We
don't
did
lie.
Some. We started scouting around 10:30. I did about an hour drive around.
Tick tock.
You started about 10.
And
you were done at 10:45. No.
Started sending some clues in.
That doesn't mean you were still doing it. You said,
no, we were. Yeah,
I know
just wrapped it up.
I know him well. 10 o'clock, he went out. He threw 3 or 4 of them out there. 10:25, he was done.
I'll throw him out there at 11:45. Make it seem like I was doing it for a while.
Wrapped
it up at
like
1200.
So they can track me.
Not. No way.
I'm looking at your face. I know you weren't up till midnight.
Oh, yeah, I was.
No.
1200 is noon also, by the way.
Okay.
that's right.
That's okay, that seems good.
He didn't do anything. But Kirby was probably driving.
Right.
Wake up, you old pirate. What are we doing out here?
The old pirate was sleepy.
Yeah. I know. That's why
Kirby,
he doesn't do
not
it.
Me.
All right. You're the old pirate. Follow along.
So you couldn't talk any neighbors and Ronnie to do it like every
Ronnie
other year?
Ronnie out.
Oh,
Kirby
really?
Was dragging.
Why was Ronnie out?
Because she's done it for the last 14 years.
She's worn
out.
She's
done this game before.
I even had her do it last year. Just keep her in line. She just said, I go, do you want to help out? She's like, I'm dog tired, boss.
Yeah. At 9 o'clock, she was tired?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe you.
Oh, yeah. She.
All right. I'm struggling with the whole story, Brett.
She was, you know, a little tired. We watched King Kong versus Godzilla, and she was really tired after that.
That'll wear a lady out.
It will.
Keep it so she can't get up. I understand that. Boy, I tell you what. Yeah, take your ladies to that this weekend and just count on a nap. All right, well, good. Brady sort of did it. I still don't believe.
I'm not buying it.
I don't believe a word of what you just said. They're out there. I know they're. You do a job of making sure they get out there. I don't believe you've participated in this for the entire run.
The entire run?
I don't think he's ever done it. Although the only time he did was that first year, he was just rolling them out the back of his truck, and Thomas Wells was behind him picking them all up.
Brady had a leak in his truck, and he was palming like kegs. Just throw them out there, and who cares? It's late at night.
I think Jose Mesa or Cartoon, they put up a little Donkey Kong version.
Of you dropping them off.
Out.
Yeah, I saw that. That was hilarious. Yeah, of you just throwing kegs and having them roll somewhere.
Straining right. Brady, pushing them
let's,
out.
Let's get right to it. What'd you say?
21 is gone.
All right, 21's out. I don't know how any of them are going. Let's see if we got anything here. Go to the phones and see what people are. Where you are. Where are you?
Surprise.
Now, don't cuss, lady. You're on live. What's your name?
Alyssa.
All right. This is every year. It always seems like the girls call us, which is good navigating. Where are you? What is it?
It's between, we're on she's Bell looking for 7 to 10. Brandon's case.
Okay, 7 to 10. And you're on Bell and what?
Bell and Reams.
All right. I'm going to give you Bell and Reams because you got the clue is tailgate party.
Tailgate party.
And it's on Bell and Reams, so you're right there.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Good luck.
She's going to get one.
See that? Perfect.
That's happening. Hi there. Who's this?
This is Steven.
Steven, turn your radio on. Are you, where are you?
I'm at 91st Avenue, Peoria.
Oh, my God. The hint is this girl makes the best tortillas in town. You're right on top of one.
I know that chick.
You just hung up.
Gotta go.
He just dropped the phone. Started running.
We're winning. Hi there. Who's this?
Hello? Marissa.
Oh, sorry. Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Marissa.
Hi, Clarissa. Are you, go ahead. Is this Clarissa? This is...
Larissa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Larissa. I thought it was... an old friend of ours named Steve Tingle. Go right ahead. Where are you?
I'm on 16th Street and Thomas.
16th Street and Thomas, which would have, I'll say this.
That's kind of, Zach? Yeah.
Is that Zach and me?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so that's in the, I don't know where Zach is.
44, 45, 46.
Okay. Ooh, well, that's not so bad.
It's the one on the Riverview.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 16th and Riverview, I'd say the clue is, why is there always a sketchy building by a bridge?
Riverview.
I know.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
I get upset when we just don't go here. Here it is right here. This is yours. I want you to have this. Larry?
Why is it that everybody is just kind of like, tell me.
Oh, this is how
it is
every year. And then you give them the clue. It's like, okay, you're on 91st Street.
No, I don't want a clue. I just want you to tell me exactly where it is.
Why didn't you just give it to my house?
Yeah. That's not where I'm at. You're supposed to bring it to me.
I'm waiting for the day that somebody calls you. Is there any in my house? I'm not getting up. It's like the Brady searchers. Did you just put one in my living room? Because if you didn't, just turn it off.
Number
just
39 is right here.
Yeah. I've got it. Hi there. Who's this?
Justin,
where are you?
Country Club and University.
Country Club and University. That's over
Larry?
Brett's neck of the woods. Larry, yeah.
I think it's Larry.
Larry, what numbers were you?
73, 74, oh, you're in the 70s?
Okay, so Larry is...
My clues are no hints.
Do you want to give him a clue? You're online clues, but he's right there on top of Country Club. And what do you say, Southern?
University.
University, okay.
University.
Give him something nearby.
No.
Just give him a clue. Just give him one. Just give him a little tease.
Let's see. Country Club and where?
University.
That's closest to...
Need to head south.
It's by downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just say ZapCon.
ZapCon.
Ooh.
That's your clue, okay?
Thank you.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
I think he knows what that is.
I know, Larry.
I'm going to win. All right, well, go get him, everybody, and we'll keep doing this. We'll answer the whole morning and while it's at. If we're not busy on Bad Bobby's OnlyFans page.
Did you sign up?
No. Cash me outside, girl?
Shut up.
Cash me outside. Remember the cash me outside? She was 15. She was on Dr. Phil. Everybody and their brother knew she was too young, but her boobs were outstanding. They were huge. We're like, we can't talk about this yet, but she turned 18. She turned 18.
Straight out of age.
Started an OnlyFans page, and in 6 hours made $1 million and broke the record.
Shut up.
$795,000 in subscriptions.
Wow.
In the first 6 hours. She got another $200,000 for people just showing up and then DMing her, and then another $5,500 in tips. She's making a fortune. And she said, give me 2 weeks and this thing breaks all of OnlyFans. She's 18. She's this ghetto. She was on Dr. Phil because her and her mom hated each other. And then Dr. Phil said something. Everybody thinks you're a bitch. Cash me outside, yo. She's like, I don't know what that is. You're a bitch. You're never going to amount to nothing. Now she's worth more than Dr. Phil. Because you know why? And then the best thing is, she posted today or yesterday, she said, I'm 18, yo. And the first comment was, time to show us them. And she is. So you can go on there. $25 a month to go see Bad Bobby naked. And she's, you know, the amazing part is.
Did you sign up?
Of course. I've been waiting 5 years for this. I watched that Dr. Phil episode. I'm like, damn, 2021 can't get here fast enough. I've been in a pandemic the whole time. But, you know, the funny part is there's so much nudity on the internet. So much nudity. But yet someone who we haven't been allowed to see for years still gets the interest of $1 million. And say, I don't know how much it is now. It's been a full 18 hours. I bet she's up to like $2 million. You train your daughters to do that. I mean, why would you tell them to go? Why do you pay for their college? Because it's not classy. So what? It's millions of dollars while they look good. And then they can go about their business. Get them like $4 or $5 million in the bank and let them go about their lives. You're sitting there. You're saving for a college education.
Not anymore. I'm going after Kirby to get these guys on the foot fetish.
That's right, Brady. You get those big-ass feet on there? So
yeah.
She's going to bust the internet with her toes.
Well, she's really hood-looking, though.
Oh, of course she is.
Oh, man.
But people have wanted to see her naked for years because she's
You know she's going to.
Oh, she's doing it.
Yeah.
She said she's going to get dirty on it. But, yeah, when we're not looking at that, we're going to be trying to help you guys. Let's try another one. Hi there. Who's this?
Christian,
where are you?
Ellsworth and Ocotillo.
Ellsworth and Ocotillo. Who's out there? Is that you?
Just,
no.
No, like, that's just like John G, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's John G. There's Come Sail Away to Mansell Park.
Mansell Park. Come Sail Away to Mansell Park is your clue.
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck. There you go. People just keep screaming it out. All right, it's 6 o'clock, and in just a couple minutes, I'm going to just assign 9 kegs. A number will be given to me.
All
and
nine?
There you go. I'm going to do all 9, and I'm going to bleed them out as we go.
Oh, there you go.
But we're going to. Mark's going to run the random number randomizer generator.
Yep.
And we'll get 9 numbers, and they'll just show up. And whatever numbers show up, the kegs associated to that number, worth another $500.
So
it might already be found because we've got 7 or 8 of them already out. So, like, if 13's been found. So if the number generator says number 13, that's got an extra $500 right off the bat. You may not win the $5,000, but you got $500 in your pocket thanks to our friends at Action Ride Shop. Pretty sweet. Barrio Brewing, Action Ride Shop, Mavericks tonight. This is the Easter keg hunt. You guys be careful. First of all, be careful. Don't break each other. But always remember, somebody's after your money. So keep that in mind, too. Be faster. Be careful. No pushing.
Godspeed.
Mm. No pushing. That's the deal. I know you're looking at Bad Bobby, yeah. Aren't you? I told
she's
you.
She's 18, right?
Yeah.
Great cans.
She's not
great
so ghetto cans. There.
Oh, her cans have been magnificent since she was a kid, which is
I didn't
awful
notice
sentence.
Then.
I did. She was on – I remember the first thing I thought was, how old is this chick that hates her mother on – and they kept saying she's 14. I'm like, God damn it. That's not how I feel.
Four more years.
Four more years. Yeah. That's Bad Bobby's promotion page right there. Look at the room is frozen. Screw the kegs. Everybody in here,
what
stop.
Keg number is that?
She looks great. See? She's still Bad Bobby. But yeah, she's going to be super famous. This is going to get. It's going to go quick.
The room is still.
There is a room of men, and it is very uncomfortable.
Oh, what a horror. God bless her.
That's true. It is so true. Let's get we'll pick a wake-up song for you so you guys can keep calling. We'll answer the phones off the air, on the air. We're dispatched today. Get out there and hunt for those kegs. Could be worth $5,000 to you. It's 98. Happy Easter! 98.
What? 98. No way. 98.